Hello, Graham speaking.
Good
Hello.
morning, sir. This is hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Hello, sir. This is Aryan. We connected on LinkedIn yesterday.
Oh, yes. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. How can I help?
Sir, first of all, thank you so much for giving me your time. I won't take much of your time, sir. Actually, as I mentioned in my message on the LinkedIn, I'm currently working on the low carbon heat pumps industry. So what I am doing is, sir, at DIS Research, what I do is basically work on various business research reports. And currently, sir, I have been given a task to understand about the low carbon heat pumps industry. So I was just starting my research and I had a couple of queries which I was unable to understand with the documents and various things which are mentioned on the internet. So what I was wondering, so that's why I was trying to connect with some industry experts.
Okay, fire away. Tell me what you need to know.
So when I was studying various companies and just tracking their product portfolios, I came across some of the companies mentioning their heat pumps as low carbon heat pumps. But with the definition of heat pumps, what I understood that is whenever the heat pumps are used, it already is used for the purpose of reducing carbon emissions. So when the companies are saying low carbon heat pumps and the definition given by various associations clearly say that a heat pump is already using are used for reducing carbon emissions. So is there a difference between these two products or is just a marketing gimmick which companies are using?
Yeah, it's a gimmick. It's like saying,
Okay.
car with seats. Yeah,
Okay.
it's just
Yeah. Because I was seeing on some even like Daikin or something, they have mentioned like they are manufacturing low carbon heat pumps. So it's all. Yeah,
Hello?
right. So sir,
Hello?
also sir, yeah.
Yes. Carry on. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. So, sir, whenever there are things, companies are also talking about the technologies that are used in heat pumps, like inverter technology and non-inverter technologies. These technologies, when do we talk about? These technologies are also playing a part in helping them being reducing carbon emissions, or is just about decreasing the consumption of electricity?
So, officially, the idea is that we're using heat pumps to reduce carbon.
Okay.
That's the main message. Whether that's true, I don't know, but that is the official line.
Okay. And the inverter technology, the non-inverter technologies, are they having any impact on that?
Yeah, I mean, nobody uses non-inverter units anymore. They're just
No, okay.
rubbish. So
So
yeah,
nobody uses
it doesn't
non-inverter.
really make any difference. Yeah, nobody is it, not for in this country 20 years.
Okay. Sir, also these, as you mentioned, like heat pumps are used for low carbon heating systems. So when we say, sir, low carbon heating solutions, what I understood that there are other equipments and devices that are also contributing towards making a low carbon heating solutions environment, which is apart from heat pumps are boilers and sometimes solar water heaters. So when we talk about the entire solution for low carbon heating, what devices and equipments are majorly considered? Is it heat pumps, majority of the time heat pumps, or it's a combination of heat pumps and other equipments?
Well, if you want to do low carbon heating, really, there is only heat pumps. Biomass,
Okay.
I guess, but biomass is
Okay.
a very tiny industry.
Okay. So it's major part you can say like if there are 100 solutions, 90 to 95% are using heat pumps, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are other technologies that people are trying to claim are low carbon, like direct electric, but not
Right.
that low carbon, yeah.
Okay. Sir, just a couple of more questions, sir. Talking about the types of heat pumps that are basically available, what I have seen, there are generally three types of heat pumps, air-based, water-based, and geothermal or land-based. So if you have to categorize in terms of among the three, which are more evenly used across the world or which has a better potential or has a bigger market share in terms of sales or production?
in this country, I would say 98% are air source and 2% are ground source, ground water source. Ground and water source tend to be used in large applications because they have a high entrance price. You know, you have to start and get a digger in and digger and so on, and digging one hole and 10 holes doesn't make a lot of difference in cost.
Okay. So it's air. Okay. So the last question about the applications of heat pump, what I have seen, like generally it's categorized in residential, commercial and industrial level. So when we talk about these applications of heat pumps, so residential, what my understanding is so far is that residential is the bigger market share that is demanding the for heat pumps. So do you think that residential has a bigger share or the industrial, because there are a lot of steps being taken towards decarbonizing various industries. So do you think industries will have a bigger market or residential will continue to dominate?
Well, in the UK.
Okay.
Well, in the UK, no. We're rubbish at domestic heat pumps. We're the worst in Europe at domestic heat pumps. So probably fairly even between the two. But if you went to somewhere like Sweden, for instance, it's probably five times as big domestic as it is industrial.
Okay. So if you talk about the global level, you would say residential is still leading in terms than industrials, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, how many houses are there in your town and how many industrial buildings are there in your town?
Right. Okay, so that, Sir, just a global scenario I'm talking, just want to understand. Like, this recently the COVID impact has impacted the various industries. Do you think there has been any significant impact on the heat pump market in terms of demand or production or anything?
The big increase in heat pumps has come because politicians and the news are talking about heat pumps, so people know what they are.
Okay.
So 10 years ago, no one had heard of them. Now you hear about them everywhere. So in countries where there is a lot of coverage, you see a big take-up, and in countries where there is less coverage, you see less. You know, marketing obviously works. But there was a piece recently written about this, and they said that the biggest driver is the difference in the cost of gas and electricity. That's the one that matters.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be an example. If I said to you, would you like a heat pump or a gas boiler, the gas boiler is cheaper to run than a heat pump, you'll probably say gas boiler.
Yeah.
If I say, you know, heat pump's cheaper than a gas boiler, you're going to go for a heat pump. So each country has a different skew between the price. So in some countries in Europe, gas is quite expensive and electricity is cheap. And in other countries like Britain, electricity is very expensive and gas is cheap.
Okay. So it all depends on the price of the
The comparison price of the fuels is the driver. So currently in the UK, a heat pump is not cheaper to run than a gas boiler, but it is cheaper to run than a gas boiler in France, for instance.
Okay.
So this is why there's a big skew. This is why we're the laggards of Europe, because we have this very odd structure where electricity is very expensive.
Okay. Got it, sir. So, sir, thank you so much for giving me your time. Actually, I've just started my research study and my colleagues were interested to know about the things which I just asked to you. So, thank you so much for giving this information, sir. I just want to understand one thing as we will continue the study. If I have some doubt in the future, can I contact you again, sir?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for your time and you have a great day ahead.
And you, speak to you soon. Sarah.
Bye-bye.